Sure thing, it's Wellington.
Hey, Wellington, this is John over at Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good.
All right, that's good to hear. Yes, sir. I'm doing well over myself. Can't complain. Wellington, I know I missed you the other time there regards to getting the business on the first page of Google. I thought I'd give you a call, see if that's something you still might be interested in.
Yeah, let me open up the email that you sent over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it should be from JSEO, Local Splash.
JSEO?
Yes, sir. I believe
All
I sent
right.
It on
and what
sixth.
Do you need me to do?
Well, I guess I'm going to leave it in your hands a little bit here. I mean, do you have any questions for me or how things work or anything like that? I just want to make sure I address that.
Yeah, so let's say we signed up. How does it work? Do I just basically track? What do I do? What is my job?
Okay, yes. So very first thing is, you know, if we're getting started, hypothetically speaking, right now, it takes 10 minutes for me to go ahead and set things up. I mean, I pretty much it's just me confirming everything you have on Google here just to make sure it's not misleading or make sure the phone numbers are correct, hours of operation, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, what I do is, and I'm not accepting a no for an answer, it's a protection for you. It's a voice verification where everything is recorded, right? I put the pricing in there. I even give you our direct phone number so that way, in case if you ever did decide to part ways in the future, there's no cancellation fees. I tell you how to do that under the recording. Even after payment, we make sure that I stay on the phone with you so you can see everything we discuss is on paper through your invoice, text, and email. At that point, we set up a technician call, which could be tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, actually, for our technician team to introduce themselves to you. We do ask for like an hour window on that call just because they do go over in more detail as far as keywords for services. They put in algorithms to see if there's other things that you would like to utilize. So that way you're be more easily found. There will be a tracking system for you that's included in this package, so they do want to show you how to use that as well too. But that's literally everything right there.
Okay, but as far as what I have to do, I just pay you guys, right? And you guys take care of the rest?
Correct, yes sir. And of course, we're
so,
not going to just do things without your permission though too. You know, if you have a promotion or anything like that, we want to make sure we're communicating with you so that way we can make sure to put it out there for you.
Mm-hmm. But basically, I'm not, you know, running ads myself, right? You guys
no.
actually do everything.
Correct. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see that, though, and the fruition come to play through your dashboard, which is your tracking system, too. If you wanted to do those things, you're more than welcome to, but I'm going to put it this way. Well, if you're paying for a service for us to help you to do that, utilize our team, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir. So is this something that you would like to go ahead and move forward with then?
Yeah, like you said, something month to month, I would love to give
it,
you know, a try and see where we could, where we can get with that. And if
All
it
right.
doesn't work, I'll just cancel.
Yeah, no harm, no foul on there. But, of course, we want to make sure even within, you know, weeks to time, I want to make sure you're getting some results, right? It's very important to us because we want to have a long-lasting relationship. Now, Wellington, I've always been wanting to ask you this. So is that your first name or is that the last name, sir?
That's my first name.
First name. Okay. And that's spelled Wellington?
No, it's spelled Wellington. It's a little different.
Oh, okay. Oh, Wellington. All right. I've been mispronouncing this the whole time. I do apologize. All right.
No, it's all right.
And then also, how do you,
for people, makes it easier for people to say, well, I said that's fine.
Yeah, you know. My accent comes out a little bit, though. I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican, so I don't have that much luck with that one. But and then how do you spell your last name, sir?
It's Da Silva, D-A-S-I-L-V-A.
D-A, perfect. And then is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 6562?
Yeah, this is a business cell phone number, so yeah, if you guys need to call this number.
Okay, perfect. Does that accept text messaging as well, too, this phone number?
It does.
Okay, beautiful. Now, next part, this is all the Google part, so I want to make sure it's on point because you'd be surprised at how many business owners I speak to, and they're like, wait, what it shows on Google? Is that correct? So I have the business name as Superb Painting Services. I have the address at 213, well, I don't know if I pronounce this right, Mohegan Drive, obviously West Hartford, but 06117. Is that correct?
Yeah, everything on the Google page is correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have to confirm, you know what I mean? Now, while we're here, actually, for our technician team to introduce themselves to you, do you have like an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance for that?
Tomorrow? Tough, let me see.
If not, no worries. I just want to make sure we have the time to go ahead and get that started for you.
So, if it's tomorrow morning, I could.
Tomorrow morning, you could? Okay. Let me see what I have available here. The earliest I have for tomorrow would be at 10 a.m., though.
Yeah.
A little late?
No, let me check the schedule. We can do 10, so it's going to be an hour window, 10 and 11.
You got it, from 10 to 11, yes, sir.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, beautiful. So what I'm going to do, so I don't lose that spot, is I'm going to go ahead and send you a Google invite to that same email, and it's going to be coming from the same email that I'm sending it from, but also I'm going to send that same email over to our team. One second. So that way all you need to do is hit yes on your side. They'll hit yes on their side just to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. Boom. Okay, I just sent it now. Let me know once you got it. And again, don't do any further than just hitting yes on your side, though, okay?
And you're sending it through email, guy.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You need me to hit yes?
Correct, yes, sir. Right, and then our team will hit yes today as well, too, just to show you that they are going to be making that appointment.
Oh, sorry, I think I hit yes on the wrong place.
Let me see. No, I got it. Yeah, you're good. You're all set. So that's good.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Now everything else I'm going to just pretty much confirm on here. I mean, your hours of operation still the same, right? 8 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
Now let's go over, I mean, far as your service radius though, like I said, this package could go up to 50 miles out any direction if you really wanted it to. Did you want to put it at the 50 mile marker or did you want to keep it like in a specific area or?
So I have specific areas. Do you want to go by town or?
We could do that. Zip code, town, cities, however you want. Yeah.
All right. So what I like to advertise is West Hartford.
Okay.
All the zip codes in West Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Farmington. All the zip codes in Farmington. So that includes Unionville, Avon. Mm-hmm. So all the zip codes there.
Okay.
And Newington, so all the zip codes in Newington.
Newington, that got it.
Brooke.
Okay.
And let's see. We can also do Burlington, which is like right next to Farmington.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Canton, which they're right next to each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's all close by one another. Perfect. Okay. If for any reason that you need to add more, if you forgot some area or specific spot and it's just not working for you currently, our team will bring these things up just to make sure to confirm and double down on that, right? We want to make sure you're starting off strong. Now, far as payment structure for your customers, do you accept cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or credit card, or anything like that?
We accept pretty much everything. We accept our most popular is credit cards because we have a credit card processor. We do also offer financing.
And financing. I'm going to make sure I put that. Okay. I got to say, just from my line of experience as well, too, I think that's amazing that you do that. So I just had to put that out there.
Yeah. We're a pretty established business. You know, when people call, it's like if people are calling us directly, it's very rare that we don't land because we're a really well-established business. So hopefully, the flash thing will keep us away from ever having to buy leads again. That would be awesome.
I was going to say, if you're paying for leads and stuff, you shouldn't have to. I mean, especially if it's coming from Google, why pay for that and then fight over it? It just doesn't make sense in my eyes. Okay. That's not come from local spots on that. Okay. And then for the business itself, obviously it's licensed and insured, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then now for social media, I saw you had a Facebook business page on there. Are you running that yourself or you have somebody else doing that for you?
I had somebody, the same person that did the website, they did the Facebook and Instagram. And then I've been kind of just posting it, but I'm not so good at that, but.
Okay. I'm gonna start. Okay. Got it. I mean, we'll run Facebook business ads for you that are retargeted, right? I think we went over that before. So it's not just a regular ad shooting out to a regular area. It's literally for people that don't reach out to you through Google or these other directories. Those are the customers that are going to get hit with those ads on there. So it just gives them that extra nudge right there. Now we can update those ads once a week. I think that's good. I think that's actually too fast maybe sometimes because you want to keep track of how your analytics are coming through for that ad. You know what I mean? But other than that, we don't touch any of Facebook or anything like that, just those ads for you though, okay? I just want to make sure that you're aware. The one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. If they reach out to you on that, balls in your court from there, okay?
Yeah, no, that's great.
So okay, all right, just making sure.
they reach out to the email or to the phone number that's on the ad.
Exactly. Yes, sir. All right. Some customers, they're like, well, why don't you answer it for me? I'm like, you'll probably lose customers if I answer for you. All right. Now, for the services that you want to be found for, obviously painting, the interior, exterior, but it's just specific other things, keywords that I could put in here possibly right now. That way you're always being found for that.
So we are overall a finishing company. Mm-hmm. So I like to advertise everything that's finishing, right? So painting, carpentry, and we are also specialists on bathroom and kitchen remodeling.
Get out of town. Okay, nice. Okay.
So that's the thing. So those are the only things that basically we advertise. Everything else that comes in, right? Because I've tried, I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. We install drywall, but we are a premier drywall installation company, meaning we don't just install drywall, right? So our prices are higher, but our quality is higher. So I've tried to advertise, drywall in the past, but I have very little success because since we are not a specific drywall-only company, what happens is every 20 jobs we quote out of those paid advertising, we will land one or two. Okay. And even though because our prices are so much higher, they do end up paying for all those leads, but it's a lot of legwork. So
right.
I like to have those come in as organic as possible
because
it makes more sense. I have found over the years that it makes more sense to do that than to advertise, right? So the only things we advertise is what I told you. So it's painting, so all kinds of painting. We advertise carpentry, so all kinds of carpentry, because that pretty much, when we go out to, quote, a carpentry job, like let's say we're doing like a framing quote, we're already quoting finished carpentry, we're already quoting drywall, we're already, quoting whatever electric or plumbing that needs to be ran. So basically, you know, that's what I like to advertise. So painting, carpentry, and then kitchen, bath, remodel. Because, you know, if somebody does, a homeowner knows, if somebody does a bathroom remodel, they know that they're going to come in and do, you know, they can come in and take care of the entire project.
Totally understandable. Yeah. Right. It's less of a headache and it's already included technically in a sense, right? Where it's like, all right, we're going to be going over these things anyway. So I understand. Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you the time.
Yeah, sometimes it does not make any sense to, you know, advertise, you know, floor finishing. If we're a remodeling company, you know, obviously we're going to do that, you know. Like,
yeah,
oh, we
of
replace,
course.
We install outlets. You know, nobody advertises outlet installation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I would suggest not to at that point, just because you don't want to call wasting your time, man. I mean, if it's just for some simple little outlet or something, you know what I mean? So
right.
I get it. All right. I'm on the same page with you. Okay. So I have this over. I'm going to send it over to our team now. That way, when they do talk to you tomorrow, they know exactly what kind of business you run, how it works, and have things already set for you to, you know, see if you want to add more things, just in case if there's specific keywords that customers may be searching in for that type of line of service. We want to make sure that they go over that with you, okay?
Do I need to have anything ready, like as far as business licenses, numbers, insurance numbers, and companies and stuff like that?
No. You've already been verified. You're all set with that part. If anything, I would just say, and you're probably going to get an automatic email to get verified. That's just part of our emails that come out. Just regard that because you're already verified. So you don't have to worry about that. So on Google, like Google asks for verification, or to get you verified, they ask for a picture of sometimes, or a video of your work, or how you get to and from work, tools you use, things like that. But you're already verified, sir, so you don't have to worry about that whatsoever.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to any type of homework, I'm going to say just a type of ad that you would like to hit or send out. Our team, the more you have available for them of giving them a personality of your company and you, the better. That's what I would suggest on that part. Okay.
If you want to put our Instagram there, our Instagram pretty much shows everything about the company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would say that the Instagram has more stuff than the Facebook.
Okay, yeah. All right, sounds good. So, yeah, when they speak to you tomorrow, they'll just look it up and say, all right, this is great. We'll use this and put this together and bada-bing, bada-boom from there. Now, the next part here, Walton, is the voice verification. Like I said, I'm not going to accept a no for an answer on this, okay? I want to make sure you're protected on your pricing. Now, before I even start and hit the record on that, do you have a way to take down my phone number here? I just want to make sure you have our direct line.
Is it the 860-272-8708?
No, that's a different one here. So when I'm calling, it'll call from that phone number. But for our team or for a direct line voice activation just for our customers, it's the 877 number. So I want to make sure you have that.
One second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
All right, it's 877-635-6225.
6225?
Yes, sir. Save it as local splash, because when you call in on that, you could say client support, Facebook ads, you could say Google Business Profile. There's always going to be a team available for you Monday through Friday to go from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., your time, EST, okay, just to keep things up to date and, you know, address anything that needs to be done.
Gotcha.
All right. So I will bring that phone number up again on this recording. That's why. So I'm going to go ahead and hit record here. Try to answer as clearly as possible. All right. And if you have any questions for me, though, or concerns, just stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. All right. Well, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Superb Painting Services, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Wellington De Silva, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that for a second. Well, I want to make sure after this recording here that we set up a security question and answer. That way you're protected even further, okay? And we know we're talking to you, and you know you're talking to us. We will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way we keep everything confidential from that point, okay? I'm going to continue here, though. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 13th in a non-refundable amount of only $249. This will be recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 13th of every month in the same amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. And that's that, man. I just want to make sure protected, as promised, you know. I want to make sure everything's in there. So this next part. I joke around a lot about this, but I've actually seen it happen, so please don't forget your own answer to your security question, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account. So you can choose any one of them and make up any answer you want, but don't forget it. So we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We need to do first pet's name.
Okay. And again, this will never change, so what would that answer be?
Lobo, L-O-B-O.
All right. I'm going to prove that I got L-O-B-A-L or O-L?
L-O-B-O.
Oh, Lobo. Okay, gotcha. All right. So I want to make sure, again, I'm putting this in right now. Not going to change. We won't give that answer out. So it's a red flag if they do something like that. If you ever feel like there's, you know, feeling iffy, like you're not sure who you're really talking to, hang up the phone and call the 877 number. Okay, they will ask that question. Now, we're on the last part here. So, as far as the card that we're using today, is it just a first and last name or a middle initial as well?
Say that one more time.
Oh, for the card that we're using today, is it first and last name only or is there a middle initial as well?
No, first and last.
Okay. I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 213 Mohegan?
No, the billing address is different.
Okay. I'm ready for when you are.
So the billing address is 96 Red Top Road, West Hartford.
Oh, okay.
And the zip code is 06110.
Gotcha. All right. And then what kind of payment method are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud. Remember, for the card number when you are.
Okay. Is there any way that you can put the payment for tomorrow instead of today?
Like a post date on that one?
Yeah. It's the only credit card I have for the business. And okay. I think tomorrow should be cleared.
Tomorrow should be cleared? Okay. So yeah. I'll put that so in there as a post date. Okay, yeah. I'm not going to go any further on that then. I just want to make sure. Here, I'm going to do this. Okay, cool. Is there a specific time frame to go ahead and be able to process that card, though?
Yeah, I would say tomorrow.
Well, I mean like a time frame tomorrow, though.
when do you guys call in tomorrow?
Okay, so we're calling in at 10 a.m. your time, so that's 7 a.m. their time. Now, the only thing is the payment structure has to go through before they make that call. That's what I was asking, just to make sure that it will be clear for it to go through.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you want to give me a call tomorrow morning, we can do it tomorrow morning before they call me.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I can put it in and then boom, great. But I still want to make sure I call with them to introduce the team to you, and that way they can take it from there. But however you're comfortable with, man, I'm good with. So.
Yep. So I.
Okay.
You'll call me in the morning?
Yeah, tomorrow morning will be like the first thing I need to do.
No problem. We can do that.
Okay, cool. And then, you said it was mastery, boom, boom, boom. And I, tomorrow I'll call from this number, but they will call from the 877 number. Does that make sense? From there on.
Makes sense. So they'll call me at, you're going to call me at like 9:30?
I'm going to try to call you. Yeah, I'm going to try to do like 15 minutes before at least, so.
Gotcha.
All right, let me put this in right now.
Are you California time?
No, I'm East Coast time with you. I'm on the East Coast with you, but they're on their headquarters is in Fountain Valley, California. That's why they call it PST time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So let me make sure. Oh, boom, boom, boom. Okay. So what I'm going to do is at least just put in the card number so they see that there's at least a commitment on there, but not the security code on there as well, okay? If that's all right with you.
Yep.
Okay. Again, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, so if you can put them out by fours, that'd be great.
Five, two, five, three.
Mm-hmm.
6353.
Okay.
2154.
Okay.
2355.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date?
01/2028.
Okay, perfect. And there we go. So let me go ahead and put this here, see if it gets saved like that. Boom. Okay, cool. So I got that part saved, and then it won't charge anything because it needs a security code on there regardless anyway. I just want to make sure you're protected on the account itself, okay? But I'll make sure tomorrow I will give you a call bright and early. Well, on my own, for them anyway, at 9:45-ish, if that's all right with you. Get this thing going.
That's
and
fine.
Then, okay. All right, cool. Well, I'm going to say this. Welcome to the family, man. Well, congratulations. And, you know, did you have any further questions for me, though, before I let you go?
No. I just needed – so your phone number contact is the 877 number, or if after I only deal with the customer service? Are
yeah,
you
so
a rat by any chance, or no?
Yeah, so here's the thing. When I'm calling out, it always has, like, a voice-over internet phone. Right? It's a real number. If you call it back right now, you'll get to our call center. You just got to transfer over to me. But once you're joined with the family now, call from here on that 877 number. That's for our customers. We want to make sure we're attending you at a proper timing there, you know?
Gotcha.
If you call that 877 number and dial in my extension, I believe I left on a voicemail for you too, 3736, that's my direct line as well too. So you won't have to be transferred. It'll just be right there for you.
Gotcha. And your first and last name is?
Yeah, John, J-O-N, and my real last name is spelled S-E-O, pronounced so.
S-E-O. Okay, John.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you tomorrow, all right? We'll get this thing going.
All right, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right, wait.
Take care. Bye.